Hey, it's me. Are you busy? Good. I'm in bed too. Just got out of the shower a while ago and thought I'd see if you wanted to talk. No. My husband's in the basement playing video games. He'll probably be down there for hours, which is fine because got a little story for you, and I don't want to be interrupted. You want to hear it? Good. So, you know that guy from my gym who always hits on me? Yeah, him. Well, yesterday morning he started chatting me up while I was on the treadmill as usual. It was the same routine, how good I looked in my leggings, how he'd love to train with me, all that. And I laughed and smiled and batted my eyelashes, like always. I know I shouldn't. I only encourage him because, well, to be honest, he's hot and I like him. But I do feel bad sometimes, like I'm leading him on. But I was feeling pretty guilty about it as he talked to me. I even thought about putting an end to it and, you know, maybe cutting the poor guy free. But then he surprised me. He touched my shoulder and looked me in the eye, and he invited me over to his house. He said he was having a little party, just him and a few other friends. And since he and I are gym pals, he thought maybe I'd want to get to know him better, I guess. Now, flirting in public is one thing. Following a guy back to his house when he obviously wants to sleep with me is definitely crossing a line. I knew it wasn't a good idea. It was, actually kind of a terrible, awful idea. So I told him I'd be there. I don't know. Like I said, it felt bad. And he is really hot. And look, you know my track record. I can only tell a man like that no for so long before I start telling him yes. You're not disappointed in me? No, of course you're not. I bet you're touching yourself already, you pervert. Sure. Anyway, so he gave me his address and disappeared. It took a little while to finish my run, thinking about what I just agreed to, and finally decided to head over right after. Why wait? Called my husband and told him that I met a girlfriend at the gym and that we were gonna go hang out afterwards, like shop and get some lunch, you know, blah blah blah. I told him not to expect me home anytime soon, and he never does. Fast forward a few minutes, and I'm standing outside a stranger's house wearing nothing but a sports bra and leggings, heart beating out of my chest. He answers the door with this cocky look, like he knew I'd come. He tells me I'm late and lets me inside. Surprise, surprise, there's nobody there except him and one other guy. His friend, he said, another gym pal. This new guy was somehow 100 times more smug. They both looked at me like I was a piece of meat. Talk about red flags. A smarter girl would have gotten the fuck out of there and gone home to her husband. But not me. Yeah, I walked right through that front door and stroked his chest as I passed him by. Yeah, I'm bad, but you like it, don't you? Can you say it for me? Tell me you like it. I want to be bad for you. But don't worry, I'm about to get a whole lot worse. Oh, yeah, there was only one couch, so I had to sit between them. It was innocent at first, but it became clear after a few minutes of small talk that nobody else was coming to this, party. The first guy made a big show of checking his phone and looking at the window, like he's expecting more people, but I didn't buy it. The second guy never took his eyes off of me. He just stared and smiled. Eventually, the conversation started to lull, and there we were. Just two very horny men and one very horny woman sitting in silence on one very tiny couch. Yeah, I was extremely horny. How could I not be? The line was already crossed. I knew for a fact that I was gonna let these two men fuck me, and the thought of it drove me wild. So I figured, why play pretend? If I came here for a party, might as well party. As he was saying something, I reached over and grabbed the first guy's cock through his shorts. I didn't say a word. I just did it. He just smiled at me and leaned back a little. He was already hard, and to be honest, we probably had been since he saw me at the gym. I rubbed up and down the length, slowly and softly, just enjoying how he felt in my hand. Yeah, he was big. Much bigger than my husband. Oh, I loved the way it felt under the fabric of his shorts. How the soft cotton glided over hard flesh. How his pre-cum stained dark. Are you stroking it too? It's okay if you are. I want you to. I've been touching myself since you picked up the phone. Yeah, do it. Touch yourself with me. I want to hear your breath while I finish my story. I want to tell you when to come. Good boy. I was jerking him off through his shorts, teasing him, getting him ready for me. The whole time his friend was just watching us, the same smile on his face since I walked in. So I looked back at him and I said, are you just gonna sit there or are you gonna take it out? Not that he needed any convincing. It was huge. I couldn't even wrap my hand around it. It was even bigger than the first guy's, which is saying something. At this point, they're both out, and I have one in each hand. They started touching me, then rubbing their hands over my body. Oh, yeah. The first guy pulled my sports bra up and started sucking my tits, while the other rubbed my thigh and kissed my neck. They both thrust into my hands, but I knew they wouldn't be satisfied with that for very long. I certainly wasn't. Oh. Hi, baby. What's up? Really? Yay. Good job. I knew you could do it. Oh, it's just my sister. She's telling me about the baby shower. Okay, have fun. I'll be up here if you need me. Sorry about that. He wanted to tell me something about the fucking video game thing. Where were we? Oh yeah. I knew they wouldn't be satisfied with just my hands, so I got on my knees. I wanted to wrap my lips around the second guy's beautiful cock and maybe wipe that smug look off his face. I started by licking it from base to tip, all in one long, slow motion. Oh, he had a little bead of pre-cum there that I kissed off. With my lips still on the head, I pushed down, let him fill my mouth. I didn't stop until my bottom lip touched his balls. Yeah, at his full length at my throat. Every last inch. When I slid back up, looking him in the eye, and took him again, and again, and again. He wasn't smiling anymore, but I was too distracted to care. His cock tasted too fucking good. Yeah, I sucked him nice and slow until my spit drooled down my chin and onto the couch. I was in heaven pleasing this man I didn't even know his name. I'd only met him like 5 minutes prior. I was already making plans in my head on when to sneak out of the house to have him again. I was already making up excuses to tell my husband. That's when I felt a little tug at my leggings. I turned to see the first guy kneeling behind me, one thumb hooked under my waistband. He gave me a little smile and I nodded. I didn't wait to watch. I took his friend's cock back in my mouth while he peeled my leggings over my ass and down my thighs. Oh, I didn't even get them down on my knees before he slid into me. No, you didn't use a condom. Does that worry you? I didn't think it would. I think you're about to come just hearing about how I let someone other than my husband fuck me raw. You dirty boy. Oh, yeah, his cock felt so good. Oh, it stretched my pussy just right. It reached so deep. Oh. I moaned around his friend's cock and pressed my ass back into him. I would have begged him to fuck me if my mouth wasn't so full. Oh, but I didn't need to. Oh, he put his hands around my waist and started thrusting. All that time he spends at the gym didn't go to waste. He fucked me like I've never been fucked before. Oh, hard and deep. I was still paced, controlled, like he'd been fucking me my whole life and knew exactly what I liked. Oh, you getting closer? I think I am too. Oh, I love telling you these stories every week. I love telling you what a filthy whore I am. Do you like knowing how much I love cheating on my husband? Does it turn you on to know I'll fuck any man who talks to me? Oh, but I'm not done, baby. I know you're close, but hold on just a little longer. Yeah. Oh, the second guy started to come. He grabbed a fistful of my hair and thrust up into my throat, pinning my head down. His cock throbbed on my tongue as he let go. I didn't even get a chance to taste it. That's how deep he was. The other guy, seeing me get my face fucked, must have sent him over the edge, because he thrust into me one last time and grunted as he filled my married pussy. That was all I could take. I came hard, still on my knees. Cum drunk and filled from end to end. My only thought as my orgasm rolled over me was, my husband never makes me come like this. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I'm ready to come again, baby. Are you? Oh, yeah. Are you gonna come to the image of me being fucked by two strangers? I don't even remember their names, and I still let them come inside me. I let them fill my pussy and throat. Later on, I let them fill me again. I let them both take my pussy before I finally went home. Oh, I rode them. I sucked them off. Oh, they took turns with me while I laid prone on the floor, my ass up and my face buried in the carpet. By the end, I didn't know who was coming inside me, just that I wanted more. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't hold back anymore. Oh, no. Come with me, baby. Please. Oh, yeah, come with me. Come right now. Oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, come. Oh. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was a big one. I think that was bigger than when they fucked me. Oh, it's always better when you're here to listen. I think I love hearing you come from me more than anything. Good. Look, I should probably go, but I'll call you soon, and we can talk about it some more. Deal? Okay. Have a good night. Sweet dreams.